Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker and we are your voice of the Four States community. We're always happy to have our Four States professionals on board with us, especially when it comes to college sports and especially in Southwest Missouri, where we love Missouri Southern State University Lions football. That's why I'm very happy to have head coach Atiba Bradley with us this morning. Good morning, coach, and welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad to be here.
This is our first time chatting on air, so really glad to have you here and kind of eager to jump in here and talk just a little bit about your background. You had your first full season here last year.
Yes. Hired in February of 21 and hit the ground running. We had a spring game versus Southern Naz that we were able to get a big win there. And then it really just has propelled us through, the 21 season and kind of prepared us. And like I said, that was my first year last year in the fall.
Well, Coach, I have to imagine that first season for you as a head coach had to be very exciting. I can't imagine the feeling, the emotion you felt when you stepped onto that field the first time as the head coach, having graduated and played at Missouri Southern back in your undergrad days.
Yeah. No, I've always felt as a player, you know, there was such unfinished business, you know, and unfortunately I didn't win a championship as a player. And so my goal was I'm going to coach and I'm going to win one as a coach now.
That's awesome. And I think you're postured to do that. And we'll get into talking about the team and how last year is looking as you go into this year. But for our listeners who don't know you, because you've been here a relatively short period of time, if you would just share your background with us real quick. What have you been doing since you graduated Missouri Southern?
Yeah. So, part of the process of becoming a head coach is going out and getting some experience and learning from other head coaches. And so been very fortunate in my career when I finished playing here. I got an opportunity to GA at the University of Missouri. I got my first full-time job with Bart Tatum here at Missouri Southern as an inside linebackers coach. Then I got an opportunity to coordinate at Quincy, which was a small Division II school, which was it was just unbelievable to have an opportunity that young to make the mistakes and get a chance to stumble and fall and do that off the radar.
right.
And then went up the road to Western Illinois, which is Division I, and did some good things there as a position coach and then a coordinator. And then the wind blew us north to University of South Dakota. In Vermilion, South Dakota. And again, was able to do some good things there as a coordinator and made a couple playoff appearances. And then coordinated at McKendree University, which is a small college outside of St. Louis. And then the opportunity opened up and presented itself here. And here I am today.
Coach, can you put your finger on maybe one or two special mentors that you had along the way? Because you talk about making some mistakes and things along the way, but surely you had somebody on board there with you that was kind of coaching you as a coach.
Sure. Well, and it goes back and it really starts in high school with Jesse Wall, who just an unbelievable influence in my life. And he just showed me how a coach should act and carry himself. Carries on. I was very fortunate. I had coaches in college who did an unbelievable job. Mark Smith recruited me. John Ware was my head coach. I think about guys like, Scotty Hazleton, Brian Ward, Todd Wash, all guys that are very accomplished and really just showed how to navigate this profession and how you carry yourself as a football coach.
Well, Coach, I'm glad you had that high school coach that showed you, like you said, how to be a good coach, how to carry yourself. Because I can't imagine how challenging that would be to go from being a player to being a leader and manager of young men, grooming them to not only be good men, but good players as well. You know, in the business community, we always use those sports anecdotes of talking how to be good managers and leaders and successful.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think as a position coach, you're so involved and consumed with making sure your position is the best position on the field.
Yeah.
And then you become a coordinator and all of a sudden it's like, all right, now I got to make sure my unit. And so under your unit, there's, four or five different positions. And then as a football coach, now all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, okay, I got to make sure my offense is good. My defense is good. Mm-hmm. Our special teams is good. Our community engagement is good. Our fundraising is good. Our presentation across campus is good. And so, yeah, it becomes a bigger picture than is kind of the smaller X's and O's sometimes.
Did you wake up after you accepted the offer to be the head coach of the Missouri Southern State Lions and have that moment of, Oh, man.
No, another good friend and one that I call a mentor, Sally Beard. You know, when I got the job and I saw her down here, she said, you know how you eat an elephant? And I was a little confused. And she said, one bite at a time. And I've taken that to heart. One of our mottos is 1% and just getting better daily and being able to understand that, you know, we're not going to go from the bottom to the top in 1 year and three
sure.
months or some obscene short period of time. It's going to take some time for us to get where we are an established program, and that's we're just making steps in the right direction.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned your coaching staff and your coordinators, because as I understand it, you're coming back this year with everyone you had last year on the coaching staff.
Well, from a coordinator standpoint, we've got the same two guys in Joe Potesso and Matt Rawl, two MSSU alum, and could not be more happy with, you know, the consistency that they've provided and the stability on both sides of the ball. And they're, again, they're continuing to press us in the right direction.
And those men who now have a little bit of longevity there with the Lions, they're able to take these young players who many of them, as I understand it, weren't even enrolled until spring of this year?
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, if you look at our roster, we're probably about two-thirds or maybe a little less than two-thirds weren't enrolled in the spring last year. So, you know, we were, from a recruiting standpoint, brought in about 30 freshmen and then another handful of mid-year transfers, grad transfers. It's a fairly new roster, you can say, and we're excited about it. But, yeah, under the leadership of Joe Potesso and Matt Rawl, our offense and defense has really just gelled nicely. We're taking steps. We're doing the things we need to do to be competitive in this league.
Well, you mentioned offense and defense. So on the offense side, how's your QB looking?
Oh, Dawson's doing a great job. He's doing what you would expect out of a guy that started 11 games last year.
Wow.
He is starting to throw the ball with a little bit better timing. He's starting to emerge as a leader in the offensive huddle. All the things that are, again, important if we're going to be successful. You can't have coaches being leaders only. You need
right?
players being leaders as well.
How are we looking on defense?
Oh, we're, you know, we return a lot in our front seven, in our D-line and linebacker core.
Great.
The majority of our production there is returning. It will rebuild our back end, which, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you get the turnover, and we've had that. And so you'll see probably three new starters in the back end, which, you know, we're excited. And I think we've gotten longer and more athletic, but we just got to get those guys caught up to speed.
Would you say the average classman on the Lions team is sophomores, juniors on average?
Yeah, I would say the majority of our team are either sophomores, redshirt freshmen, or freshmen. Yeah.
Wow. Well, what a great opportunity for you to have this young, relatively young team yep. and mold them into fine young men and the best players that they can be. That's a great opportunity.
Yep. That's, you know, honestly, as a staff, that's our job. You know, our job is to recruit, develop, and that's number one priority right now.
And I guess in recruiting, you're kind of always recruiting. I mean, isn't there sometimes some natural attrition where you lose a player for whatever reason, and in the middle of the season, you're looking for that extra, that next talent?
Yeah. I mean, and there's a number of factors that lead into losing a player here and there, but yeah, recruiting never turns off, you know, and I'll be the first one to tell our recruits, I say, hey, my job is to out-recruit the players that I have on my team now.
Yeah.
And when you get here, I'm going to out-recruit you. And I'm going to out, you know, and we just want to continue to bring bigger, better, stronger, more athletic, so we can create a culture of competition.
Well, and Coach, and I know you have a huge core of Lions fans and supporters out there. What if somebody out there wants to really dig in and be a big supporter?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would tell them is come out to an event.
Yeah.
You know, we have tremendous athletics right now. You know, our baseball team, our basketball team, our football team is on the rise. Our, you know, we just hired a new basketball coach last spring. And so there's a tremendous amount of excitement surrounding Missouri Southern Athletics. And if you want to get involved, you know, there's all our contacts are on the website, whether it's a football coach, whether it's our director of external marketing. I mean, everything's online. You know, reach out, and there's a way for everybody to get involved.
Right on. Well, you're talking about the excitement that's being felt out there. I'm sure you and your team and your fans are really excited about next Thursday, September 1st.
Thursday, September 1st at Fred G. Hughes Stadium. First game, we will have a nationally ranked opponent coming in. Nebraska Kearney is coming off a second-round playoff loss.
Wow.
They return quite a bit. So this is going to be a great game for us to really measure ourselves versus the league. This is the top of the top. This is going to be a top three team when it's all said and done. And so we want to see where we're at. We want to see how much improvement we've made from last year. And so we need as many Lion fans and football fans and gosh dang it, if you don't like the Lions or football and you're just bored, come on out.
Right.
Be loud and we'd love to see you.
I think the MIAA is definitely going to feel the impact of your Missouri Southern State University Lions this year. Coach Atiba Bradley, thanks for joining us today on Four States Live, and good luck to you this season, sir.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Again, it's Four States Live. Kevin Seidenstricker, we are your voice of the Four States community. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.